It definitely is. And it's like, especially at that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But why, who described him as an Indian guy?
Some reports that were coming in, you
just
know.
Just a suspect. I mean, a witness. So, okay. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, maybe that's nothing.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's this story is so brand new that just a lot of stuff is being thrown out there right now.
I just shot him in the face. Well, you know, probably would have cowered. Yeah. Cowered under a seat.
Yeah, guy's got he had a lot of weapons.
Oh, he did.
14 dead. That number's going to be a lot higher because a lot of the people they're bringing to area hospitals are in critical condition. So,
yeah.
Midnight showing of Batman.
Damn. Yeah, I guess as the day goes on, they're going to get more details. But, that's brutal.
It probably is some crazy white, some disgruntled.
Oh.
And what they'll do.
I'm sure they'll have a manifesto.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And the news will talk about it instead of just talking about what a fucking little worm this guy is.
Right, piece of shit.
A real piece of garbage. They build these guys up to be like, wow. They contribute to making these guys legendary in a way, which makes other guys want to do it.
Yep. This is close to Columbine, too, they're pointing out.
Fucking Colorado, man. There's a lot of weird shit that happens in that.
How
in
close
that
to
state?
Columbine? Like,
20 miles.
20 miles from
they
Columbine.
They got like a fucking that thin air. I don't know.
Yeah, something going on.
What the fuck that shit is?
Fucking breathe.
That's
just
crazy.
Breathe deeper or something.
Get some oxygen.
On TV, it's just there's still obviously those all cops outside the movie theater.
Yeah. Oh, it's brand new, man. I mean, it was a midnight showing, and it's 4:17 in Colorado or Aurora, Colorado.
What happened towards the end of the movie?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah,
it's a very fresh story.
Back, cause like he couldn't breathe. I was like, what the heck's going on? You know.
Heck.
James, it's Peter Johnson. Were there police at the theater when you arrived there for the Batman showing? Did there seem to be a lot of security there? Did there seem to be anything special that was going on outside of a happy event of seeing a premiere of a new movie?
Yeah, there was an Aurora police officer, and also there was a heavy security presence there. You know, there was like rented cops, but there was an Aurora police officer just coasting the parking lot, making sure people weren't hanging out in their cars like they normally would at an event like this. Yeah.
Okay. And describe it for us, you know, as it began to unfold, we understand canine units were there, FBI on the scene, you know, police from every possible area coming in to help.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, it's like the law enforcement thought of the sky, you know. You know, just one second I'm dealing with my friend, and then the next second I'm yelling, we need help, and I'm on the cell phone going crazy, and it just seemed like a snap of a finger. There's police everywhere. So I mean, they
gunmen used at least 3 guns: 1 rifle, 1 handgun, 1 gun stashed in theater.
Probably
maybe he threw the gun.
Okay. Yeah, 10 died in the movie theater, 4 on the way to the hospital.
Jesus.
So far.
This never bodes well for gun control, you know.
Is that what you're worried about right now?
Well, no, but in the long run, it's one of those things where, you know, this is one of those opportunities that people use it and go, we gotta, you know. I think a nut like this would have gotten his hands on what he wanted.
Your thought being,
regardless.
But your thought being, if there was other people in the theater with guns.
Hey, you know, if somebody was at least, you know, maybe nothing could have been done, no matter who had what. But maybe if somebody was close enough, you know, somebody thought about it, saw him right there. You know, could have taken a fucking shot at him.
Yeah. He had a bulletproof vest on.
Yeah.
So he was ready.
Yeah. Shoot him in the face.
Which shows you, though, again, this goes more towards, I don't know who this leans towards, because it does make you, he wanted to survive. What? Wasn't trying to commit suicide.
Maybe he just wanted to, you know, get a little more longevity.
Possible.
So he can take people out more. Instead of surviving, but they did take him alive, so.
Why do they have to take him alive? That's what frustrates me.
Yeah, well, that's what the cops do. Could have just unloaded on him, right? Freeze, please.
Now we're gonna have to see the guy, and then it'll be glorified, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
He began shooting before the movie started.
Covered with blood.
Yeah, they're showing a guy walking out with black
who I believe heard that press conference and is the up-to-the-minute details on this horrific tragedy in Aurora, Colorado that started late last night. Justin,
it really is a horrific tragedy, and you can see people showing up.